Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's About Loving God, Bible Studies on the Christian Life. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 to 75, Proclaiming Truth. Making mistakes is not the main issue in our lives. The issue is what we do with mistakes when they occur. John Maxwell, the teacher and seminar leader on leadership skills, he said, a winner is big enough to admit his mistakes, smart enough to profit from them, and strong enough to correct them. We demonstrate our growth and confidence in Christ when we get beyond our past mistakes and go on to serve and proclaim Him boldly. The Apostle Peter is one who stumbled and fell, and yet got back up and confidently proclaim the truth of the gospel. Listen, Peter's rejection was intense. Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 to 75. Now, Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, you also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I do not know what you're saying. And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said those words to those who were there. This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. But again, he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately, a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the words of Jesus, who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. I want you to first focus in on two phrases in this passage. He began to curse and swear. Peter was calling on God as his witness and declared, I do not know the man. He pronounced a curse of death on himself at God's hand if his words were untrue. And then the other phrase is, and Peter remembered. Luke 22:61 records that Jesus made eye contact with Peter at that very moment. That must have magnified Peter's already unbearable sense of shame. He went out, departing from Caiaphas' house, and wept bitterly. A man who had followed Christ for 3 years, who had unashamedly professed faith and love toward him, who had received much mercy and love, and who had been treated by Jesus as a close friend, this man denied three times that he even knew him. How easy it is to lie under pressure. It was a series of steps that brought Peter to deny his Lord. And these steps are recorded for our benefit. Let's take a quick look at those steps. Step one toward Peter's fall was self-confidence. To see this, just look at Matthew 26, verse 31. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, Assuredly, I say to you that this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. So, the first step toward Peter's fall was self-confidence. The second step was laziness. Peter told them to watch and pray. And instead of doing that, he slept. Step three was compromise. Instead of keeping close to his master, he followed Jesus at a distance to the high priest's courtyard. Step four was bad company. He went into the priest's palace and sat with the servants like one of them. Then came Peter's fall. The cursing, the swearing, and the threefold denial. In the end, it was the fruit of seeds which he himself had sown through rash, unthinking decisions. And second, Peter's repentance was immediate. John chapter 21, verse 15. I mean, this was a terrible betrayal of Jesus. But the true Peter isn't seen in his denial, but in his repentance. Again, John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, follow me. See the sorrow that Peter's sin produced. He went out and wept bitterly. We can see in Peter's bitter tears the difference between the hypocrite and the true follower. When the hypocrite is overtaken by sin, he usually falls away. He has no principles in him to help him back up. When the child of God stumbles, he can rise again by true repentance, and the grace of God restores him. Our conscience should be like the crowing of the rooster to remind us of the sins we've forgotten. Take a look at Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. We need to distrust our own hearts and rely on Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. And then third, Peter's restoration is instructive. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. Peter's sermon that day showed that he was completely restored from his fall and was thoroughly back in God's ministry favor. Peter demonstrated the name Jesus gave him like a rock. As believers today, we have many opportunities to deny Christ. Sometimes we stumble and fall. We need to make sure we don't let those events keep us from proclaiming our witness for Jesus Christ with confidence. We must repent and get back in the race. Acknowledge sin, repent, and let Jesus restore you to his service. You think about that, and you have a great day.